Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, our financial dilemma that left Perth divided.
Dr. Andrew Rochford joins our Stay the F*** Home If You're Sick campaign.
Andrew Denton takes us behind the curtain on his chat with the one and only Madonna.
And we find out what you love and hate about Perth winter.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
On Friday, guys, we got paid.
Yeah.
We get paid monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people hate the monthly pay cycle because it's a long time, especially when you've been paid fortnightly or weekly before that.
Yeah.
But we've had this, we're accustomed to it. It's been happening for a while. And I just happened because things are going on in my life where I'm checking my money and I had to look at my payslip on Friday. I was out and about, and as I was leaving the city, I looked at my payslip and I went, oh, I've been overpaid. There's more money in there than I think I'm entitled to.
Hmm.
So when I realised, and I had to look at my actual payslip, not just my bank account, and I went, yeah, I've definitely been overpaid. And it's an amount that I go, oh, well, it's obviously they'll realise later on, so I'll have to pay it back. So I rang the boss. I rang our content manager, who's our manager in our department, Erica. And I said, oh, no big deal, but I've been overpaid. Can you just get it looked at? She said, oh, okay, honest John, no problem. So yesterday we're sitting at work and I brought up one said subject about me being overpaid and telling management.
Yeah.
And then one Kimber Kale unleashed.
Unleashed. That's a bit harsh.
No, it's not.
Claire mentioned it and I said, well, in that case, maybe I'll check my pay.
Because so you hadn't looked at yours?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm lazy.
Right.
I never look at my pay. Don't tell the office manager because they'll start taking money out.
Mm.
But I never really noticed it. And it turns out I had also been overpaid.
Yes.
And Matt had also been overpaid.
Yeah.
And me.
And Paul.
Captain Paul. Had also been slightly
and
overpaid.
We all got the money taken away because Honest John over here dobbed us in.
Unbelievable.
Oh. If Honest John had not called up the boss and told her, we all would have had a couple of extra dollars to play with.
A couple of extra shekels.
Good one.
Yeah, it wouldn't last long in Beckenham, I tell you.
But I think, Claire, you were surprised because I'm normally Little Miss Fair Play. I'm normally really
you
honest.
Are.
But in this situation, I just sort of thought, oh, come on. If they want it back, they can get it back later. Mm. Wasn't that much.
We joke about it now. We have a little laugh. But you're a bit fired up. And you took a while to... Because I'm going, after all, what's it been, 9 years, 10 years we worked together? And I went, I think I've lost her here.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Bloody Claire's.
You've
I heard.
Changed.
Yeah.
Bloody,
yeah.
You know, just sometimes you think you get the odd win.
Yeah.
And you think, maybe it's not 100% honest. But like when they catch me later, if they came back to me in a month and said, give it back, I'd go, yeah, okay.
Catch me if you can.
But if they don't catch you.
Yeah.
Small win.
Scot-free.
Small win.
But they always catch you. It's happened to me before and I had to pay it back and it hurt.
Yeah.
Because it went on for 6 months.
Oh, dear. That does hurt. And you've already spent it.
And I didn't know I was being overpaid because I wasn't getting very much.
You spent all your fun tickets.
So, I did. It was my first job.
If old mate Claire over here hadn't have said something, were you going to call up and say, hey, I've been overpaid?
I haven't looked at my pay slip in 3 years.
You've been underpaid in 3 years.
I don't know.
Maybe someone will just throw 10 grand in your
money
account.
Money just appears. I go, oh, that's what I get paid. All right.
That'll do.
Yeah. So maybe I'm not as honest as I thought
I was.
It's
funny because I wonder if that would have changed it for me if I'd known that you guys were affected. Because all I thought of, they made a mistake and I'll just get rectified and then it won't mess me up down the track.
Yeah,
and I did
yeah.
talk to payroll yesterday and they went, well, it would have been nice because Kimber's not that happy with me, right? And that's a nice way of putting it.
All right,
I got told that they would have tracked it down later anyway.
Yeah, good on them if they do. That means their system works. But when it doesn't work, woohoo! I'm putting it out there. I'm not the only one. I'm absolutely certain. 133353. Over to you, Perth. Would you own up?
Yeah.
If management put a little extra money in your account,
it's about money
that wasn't yours.
Yeah.
Would you just try and get away with it? Just for a bit.
Okay. Well, great caller of the day prize. It's tickets to John Farnham live in the Vines on Sunday the 8th of December at Sandalford Estate with special guests John Stevens, Vanessa Amorosi and more. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster presented by us at Mix 94.5.
So you could win some tickets for free that you haven't done the work for.
Yeah, you don't have to pay them back.
Come on. Would you own up, Perth, if you had a little extra money in your pay that wasn't yours?
Did I cop it from one Kimber Carter?
133353.
Oh, my ears were burning when I got home. like acid in them.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yeah, Clarzy told the boss about it. We were all accidentally overpaid.
Mm.
And Clarzy immediately called management and went, hey, we've been overpaid and they've taken it back from all of us.
Well, I thought about it for a few minutes.
I'm just saying, I didn't know it was in my account. I would have happily let it sit there until they asked for it back.
Yeah, and okay. Producer Tom's given us some rules.
Yeah.
And you know, it turns out employers can't just take the money.
No.
They've got to discuss it with you.
And this is from the Fair Work Ombudsman about pay, so it's real legit.
Mm.
They can't take the money. You have to come to an agreement.
It has to be an arrangement done in writing.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently the employee doesn't have to give it back.
Although they will take you to court.
But they do recommend that you get legal advice if the employee doesn't return it. But technically we don't have to return it because they made a mistake.
Maybe marched out of the building pretty soon.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm totally losing my job by tomorrow if that's the case.
And we have your swipe tag.
Narelle is in Atwell. Narelle, would you have owned up?
Hi, guys. Yes, we actually did. Can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Sorry. Yeah, no, my husband actually works in a large company, two guys with the same name.
Oh, yes.
Okay, problem.
Yeah, huge problem at this particular time. About 10 years ago, his pay actually hit our account, and I sort of checked his pay slip and all the rest of them, thought, oh. I said to him, you got a bonus, love. He goes, what? I said, you got a bonus. He goes, how much? I go, $400. He goes, bullshit, no way. I go, yeah, you did. And he goes, oh. I said, you worked overtime, didn't you? He goes, yes. I said, oh, how much overtime did you do? He said, not $400 worth. And he goes, oh, I wonder. So he's gone into work the next day, you know, do the right thing. My mum always said, be honest, you know, otherwise you will get found out if you don't do the right thing, blah, 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 as mums do. So he went into payroll the next day and said to the girl on payroll, he said, I think you need to check my pay because I don't think it's right. And she's gone, what do you mean? He goes, well, there's extra money that I don't think I'm supposed to have. And she's gone, oh, and then she realised, and she had a look at the other guy's name and his billable hours, sorry, chargeable hours, and she said, oh, I'm so sorry, I've overpaid you. He goes, yeah, I know you have.
Yeah.
Oh, the two John Smiths.
I mean, that doesn't happen with Dick Tinsky, let me tell you.
not that many around.
And also, you want to know why the other Dick Tinsky's getting paid $400 bucks more.
And do you reckon Narelle's husband, when he was asked, did you do the overtime, he didn't go yes, he went, yeah.
He was a little meek about it. Was it two John Smiths?
Yeah.
Dave in Bunbury, would you have owned up if you got overpaid?
No, definitely not, eh? It's a game, mate.
Play the game, Dave.
Play the game. Get away with it as long as you can.
Yeah, that's it, mate. You roll the dice, they stuff up, take the bonus.
Yeah, fair enough.
I felt like that, Dave. I'm like, if they come back and ask for it back, it was an amount of money that I could have just given back. It wasn't like, you know, they've given
thousands,
me 10 grand
no.
and I've, you know, yeah. I'm not moving to Bali.
You know, you get away, it's a bonus, isn't it, you know? If the shoe was on the other foot, they wouldn't say nothing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we've underpaid you. Here you go. Yeah, right.
Well, I worked for a company, mate, and it came out in the woodwork. Because, you know, they did a dirty on another employee and he went to a government department.
Yeah.
And they went through the records and worked out that half the workforce, his company been underpaying us for 4.5 to 5 years.
Oh, there
wow.
you go.
Yeah, oh. I got a nice little bonus out of that one. I know you end up taking the court, getting their money back. I bought myself a new car.
Well done. Good on you, buddy.
Hey, we like the way you're playing the game and you drive up listening to us every morning from Bunbury. Is that right, Dave?
That's right.
You're a trooper, mate. Well done.
Thank you, mate. You're
doing
a good show.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Dave. Let's go to, is that?
Pingerly.
Pingerly. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Hey, did you own up?
I did. It was 18 grand in my bank.
Holy dooly.
Okay,
hello.
It's pretty hard to hide 18 grand.
Wow. I just did my internet banking and I looked at it and I nearly passed out on the floor.
Yeah.
So I took a screenshot and sent it to my daughter.
Yeah.
And I said, check that out. And then I looked at it and I thought, that's from my employer. So I just left it. I just left it and I went home and I rang my employer and I'm like, what? And he goes, you haven't spent it already, have you? And I said, no. And he said, but it's yours. Because they had docked my pay for about 2.5 years.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was yours. You'd been underpaid, Trace.
They had. They had underpaid me for 2.5 years.
Oh, well, that's See? Awful, but what a lovely surprise.
That's brilliant.
I know, right? 18 grand.
Yeah. Wow. This is my theory, Tracy, is that these things swings and roundabouts. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, but Tracy earned it.
Yeah. Fair call.
Well, I hope you had a nice holiday with that, Trace.
Yes, I did. I went to Tasmania.
Oh, well done.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Great part of the world. Good on you, Tracy. Thanks for your honesty.
Thank you.
There we go.
All right, honesty pays. I get it.
Hey! There's a moral to every show.
Perhaps our governments could, stick with that on board,
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
If you're feeling sick, if you've got the flu, please stay the f**k at home. You make me sick.
We thought we'd get an expert in, have a bit of a chat about this one.
Finally.
You know, with so many people and so much discussion over the last week or so about people going to work when they've got the flu.
Yeah.
Not just a common cold. Dr. Andrew Rochford, TV superstar. G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. Morning, guys. I love this. It's been too long till somebody actually spoke up. I think this is wonderful. People need to hear this.
We're doing what we can. We want to stop it too. Now, I've got to say, Andrew, one of the most common things I find in the workplace is that people will come in while they're sick and they'll say, look, I'm not contagious. Can you clarify what's the time frame or the symptoms for the contagion of a common cold? How do we know when to avoid it?
Well, the real tricky thing is for some of them. So we've got to make sure we separate the two. The colds are caused by a different type of virus, the flu, which is caused by influenza. But they tend to have the same type of contagious sort of incubation period. And a lot of the time, you're actually contagious before you start getting a lot of the symptoms. Yeah. So for colds, you can be contagious for the day before, but definitely when you start to see the symptoms, like runny nose, feeling a little bit lethargic, run down, a bit of a scratchy throat, those are the beginning of you getting the symptoms of the cold.
Right.
Tend to be worse with the flu. But at that point, you are definitely 100% contagious, and you can pass it on for between 2 to 7 days from the point when you start getting it.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, we all live in the real world. If you are feeling unwell, what's the best amount of time you could take off to do the best chance of not passing it on?
Well, it really comes down to how you're feeling and what you've got. So if you've got a common cold and you're feeling okay, feel like you're up to going to work, and you're not spreading the virus. Now, that's the key, is how it's spread around. The flu is when you really run down. And if you can't remember if you've had the flu, you've never had the flu.
Right.
When you have influenza, you are bedbound. I'm impressed if anyone is dragging themselves to work with influenza. So I think a lot of the time it's people with the common cold that are going to work that still knocks people around. But it's spread by droplets, so sneezing, coughing, into your hand, and then touching things.
Right.
So if you're still spreading those bodily fluids around, then there's a chance that you're going to pass it on to people at work. So until that slows down, you've got to stay away.
Hey, Doc, I had a classic example of 2 or 3 weeks ago where I was at a footy function. The boss said to me, you don't sound right. You don't quite look right. And she's often said that to me. And I stayed at home. These guys at work didn't get sick, but my wife did get it. So that's your classic example right there, isn't it?
that's loving, isn't it? That's caring.
Yeah.
I won't go to work and I'll keep it away from my workmates, but the wife gets it at home. That's exactly what it is. I think that people, for whatever reason, whether there's, they feel like there's pressure from work, whether you're going to be looked down upon if you're not that hero that goes to work when you're sick. It's just the wrong attitude, because you actually increase your chances of getting sick in the future and having more colds and flus throughout the year if you are somebody who decides to go to work when you're sick. And there's research that backs it up. So you're actually not helping anyone, not your workplace, not your workmates, not yourself, if you go to work.
Clancy didn't mention either that him and his wife were still canoodling while he was sick. They brought it on themselves, Andrew.
You know, it was just that time of the week.
So, Andrew, as a final piece of advice from a medical professional, what do you suggest people do?
I think people should stay at home.
Yay! Yeah,
Woo!
Yeah, you're in the spirit. You're part of the campaign.
I love it. Here we go. It's really, really great. I like it.
Dr. Andrew Rochford joining us this morning.
What a legend.
That?
Yeah, cool.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. For Brekkie.
Let's see what's on the front of the paper today, talking about suburban students who may live just a few k's away but are boarding at school.
Yeah, I guess it's a very common story for kids who come from the wheat belt or various parts of WA who come and board for their schooling. Makes sense. But some of these kids, their family home is like 5 minutes away from school.
Yeah, and it's becoming a bit of a thing where these extra kids are now, they're going and staying at school rather than staying at home. And that might be working for them. Like they, you know, get to work a little bit harder because they're not distracted by their home life.
Yes.
They don't have all the siblings around because that can be pretty annoying.
You know, when I think about this, this boarding houses are probably very different, but I just think of the movies. Like when I think about boarding, school boarders or college boarders, and I think of, Good Will Hunting and, you know, go and visit Minnie Driver. Was that her name, the actress?
Yes, yes.
Minnie Driver's there in the dorm and there's Rob Lowe and James Spader trying to pick up chicks and Jack Black's in the corner or one of the Belushi brothers and he's pulling pranks.
Yeah,
but this is very different, isn't it? This is so close to home.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the kids that they've spoken to in this article seem to love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. As you suggest, lack of distraction. Schools are so awesome now. I mean, we're not talking about sort of Dickensian boarding here.
Yeah.
Where they're given gruel. They're given lots of activities, lots of care, and lots of focus, you can afford it.
Yeah, it's not Hogwarts either.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to be judgmental because I have no idea. I don't have kids. But if I was a kid and my parents lived 5 minutes down the road and they said, we think you should go to boarding school, I'd feel like they don't love me very much.
You think
maybe
they'd be pushing you out.
The kids have suggested it, though.
Maybe they have. For me, I feel a bit sensitive about it. I feel a bit like, really? You can't take care of me? I'm 5 minutes down the road from school. We can't manage this. Parents right now are really busy and so they can't get their kids to and from school and it's really tough because they're both working. But like if a kid's old enough to go to boarding school, aren't they old enough to get themselves home?
Yeah. Yeah, you think so.
I feel like you don't have to do school pickup anymore.
If you're a high court judge or you're saving people's lives and you're paying for school fees like these, then maybe you're busy.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I get it, though. You see this young fellow, 17-year-old Angus, you know, and he's, like you said, Matt, he's saying that it can get really distracting at home. So he can now set out his day and know exactly what he's doing and make the most out of the hours he's got in his day.
Well, we're talking, I mean, you know, we know school fees are pretty expensive anyway, but this is like an extra 30 grand on top of that. So, I mean, it ain't my universe.
Double.
Half your luck if you can, you know.
I'll look after them for 15. Yeah. Send them my way.
Yeah. Kim's got a spare room.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Channel 9, of course, have today's show Perth today. It's 7 o'clock. Louise Momba is on the line and our Kimber's going to be on the telly this morning. Lou, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's it going?
We're good, thanks, Lou. And we're all jumping ship because we found out that we can buy blocks of land for about $6,000 in WA.
How good is this? There's one particularly in training in our wheat belt. It's 1,700 square metres. The $6,000, it's close to the main town centre. It's a beautiful block of land, actually, and you can get some for $6,000 and $7,000 and $8,000, and they're in really good locations in our wheat belt. So why wouldn't you? I'm with you guys. Let's all go together.
Well, I like the idea of being in training. I think that's sort of just as a general rule. And finally, I can get on the property ladder.
I agree. It's a nice way to start. Yeah. But there's a time limit to build. That's the only thing. You've got a couple of years to get organised. But it's only a two-hour drive from Perth. A lot of these properties are really good value. One of them was $25,000 in 2012. Now you can get it for about $8,000. So
wait another 5 years, it'll be a couple of bucks.
They're forcing us to build. The three of us were just going to take a little circus tent out there and a caravan. But
just a caravan.
We didn't know that we had to build.
No. We're going to live like a little community out in the wheat belt and become like Meriden locals again, you know? Like,
we could all live there together. I love it.
Oh, good. Sweet. Well, we'll concrete this plan when I talk to you this morning at about 8, Louise.
Terrific. Looking forward to it, Kimber. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. Louise Momba there, of course, from Channel 9, the Today Show Perth, from 7 o'clock this morning on the telly.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Yes, we're having that conversation about the best and worst things about winter.
Mm.
You know, those things that remind you, winter's back well and truly. But some things are good. You get to wear some clothes in Perth that you couldn't wear normally.
Absolutely, for about a month. Yeah. You get to wear your winter clothes.
There's a jacket or a coat. Yeah.
John's in Meadow Springs. He's given us a call. John, what's the best and worst thing about winter?
Yes, morning crew. It'd have to be the smell of an open fire.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Have you got that going in your house?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's very comforting, isn't it, John, to have that warmth?
Yeah, and a nice port to warm me from the inside as well.
Oh, get lovely. Into the stickies.
Yeah. Oh, laying on the bearskin rug. We know what's going on, John. We've seen it in the movies.
Totally the opposite from what I'm feeling this morning.
Not on the bearskin. Have you got something that you really can't stand, John? You know, that's the good end of winter. What's the thing that you hate?
Yeah, sitting in where I am at work at the moment, sitting on top of a hill on a very cold machine.
Ooh. Dreaming of drinking port and sitting by a fire.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's what keeps you going to work, John. You've got to keep buying that firewood. Yeah,
that's a fantasy. It. Good on you, John. All the best.
Thanks.
Yep, stay warm. Let's go to Merrill. G'day, Anthony.
Yeah, my best part I love about winter is I don't have summer. I'm not sweating my butt off working in the trades.
Yep.
But also, I'll go around all year in boardies and short sleeve shirt. So the people say I'm broken.
Oh, so you're wearing boardies in the winter?
Right this moment, yep.
You're that dude. Everyone goes, yep. You don't feel the cold, Anthony?
No, I reckon my body temperature gauge is stuffed up. I was born and raised down in Denmark, and then we moved straight to Tom Price.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, yeah.
One extreme to the other. So my body temperature is just like, yeah, no thanks.
Anthony's living in the upside down world.
It is a bit. Stranger things have happened.
Good on you, Anthony. Thanks for the call.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.